Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, Super Mama, to another episode of Super Mama. I'm Bricia, I'm Paulina's sister. Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. I have a five-year-old little boy, if you guys didn't know, and my little girl who is now 6 months old.
What? Half a year has gone already. That is so crazy. Hi, everyone. My name is Paulina. I am a mom of three, 9, 6, and 3-year-old little girls, not so little anymore. And yeah, you know, I'm just trying to... honestly, just keep sane right now. Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood, where you give us an opportunity to vent and share all of this experience with you. If you're new to the show, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you guys for all your love and support. If you don't already, please follow us on our social media at @_supermamas on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, Super Mamas Podcast, and supermamas.com on the web. You can also reach out, send us a message, suggestions. If you want to vent, just send us a message at hello@supermamas.com, or you can call us at 424-326-3707. Stay tuned for the end of the show for our Super Mama Picker Tip of the Week. And I'm sure you guys noticed, but we are back on our regular Tuesday episodes. You know, 2020 was a little crazy. It was all over the place, but it's 2021. We're back. Tuesdays, new episodes, Super Mamas. Take it away. Right.
Well, let's see. For anyone that cares, I don't know what to say. We'll see how my week was, right? Where we talk about how our week went. No idea where my week went, to be honest. Any highlights besides me being home and not even going out to the supermarket? Not really. I've been home this entire time. I haven't left. Let's see. I'm working out every single day. That's been awesome. I feel great. I was just talking to my coach the other day, my life coach, yesterday, I think.
Oh, you went back to life coaching. That's an update.
Oh, well, yeah, I have. And I told him, oh my gosh, I remember, and I'm sure all our long times are going to remember this, because I think a lot of the long time listeners have grown with us in the past 5 years and have seen both you and I evolve and change this past 5 years. But I remember when I used to say to myself, oh my gosh, like, I mean, I work out, but just because I need to keep, you know, fit. And I would just say I would work out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and just get it over with and like not have to worry about it again. And just like,
yeah,
I would get up and be like, oh, I don't want to work out. And I remember I used to say, I'm just not the person who likes to work out. I just do it. But like now I generally love doing it. And it's Yay! Just like to be able to be, but I know, but it's like to see this shift mentally and what happens. It's like such a testament of like what else we can change in our mind. And how we can actually change our habits.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Like,
definitely.
Like, I go to sleep and I think about, what workout am I going to do tomorrow? And like, I figure it out in my head, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. And I'm so excited to work out. And like, I never thought that would be a possibility. And now it is. And I just feel very proud of myself.
That's so awesome. For me, that when we had Mel on our episode, Fit Girl Mel, is that her Instagram handle? That's when I think I realized, I was like, oh, okay, like it's like really mental, right? Like to have that shift in your mentality about working out. If you guys haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen. It's not that, it's like, it was just one of the last episodes.
She was so fire.
She was so fire. Love it. Like I love her, what do you call it? Some mentality, her philosophy.
Everything. She just took us to school. She just took us to school. You know, she was just,
yeah, that was one of the hardest things while I was sick, because I think like the first 2 days I still tried to get on the, I still got on the bike, and I was like, I'm not going to let this, you know, take me down. I'm still going to work out. But like, I just couldn't do it after. And I was very disappointed. It was like disappointing because I was like, oh my God, Like I've built this endurance, you know, I built all of this like passion for working out, and having to stop that also like really got to me. I finally got back on the bike last week, like very slowly. And it's going to take me some time, but you know, it's like, this is the third time that I actually like start again. The first time, then when I got hurt and I had to stop, and this is the third time that I'm like, okay, I got to do this. And, but I think that's why I really like about Peloton is that, you can see, like, I can see what you do, what, you know, my friends do. And like, just keeps me motivated that I'm like, okay, like I have to do it because, you know, they're doing it. And, you know, it keeps me wanna get on it. And the first time that I got on after I got sick,
it's just our competitive nature.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
It's just like, you're like, what are they doing? Oh, I'm going to beat them. I do love how your output, you were sick and your outputs were still like way more than like I did as like fully healthy person. As like a full health person.
No, my outputs have definitely gone down, but it's okay. I'll recover slowly. You know, what I am like really like suffering is like, I'm losing so much hair. I think I mentioned this on the show, but honestly, like it's so scary. Thea came and, you know, she helps us here at the house. And like at the end, she showed me how much hair there was all over the place. And I was like, do I have it? Like, it was just so scary to see how much hair. I'm not breastfeeding, you know, or anything like that. And like just losing that much hair. I had an appointment with my doctor, and they just said that it's like stress related. They were like, you know, it's stress and a lot of and more women that go through COVID like have a lot of hair loss for a while. I was like, no, I was already like losing hair. So
I'm going to tell you something that Sal told me. So obviously like, you know, oh my gosh, obviously like you were sick and there might be some actual, you know, situation happening with your body, hormonal, and of course like you were sick, and you know, and same thing like when you have a baby, there are hormones involved, and what's it called, Aspasia, Mauricia, Morstacia, Mormisha, Distacia, whatever it's called, it's that whole Morticia. Thing when your hair falls out, there's like an
actual, alopecia.
There it is. Something pecia. That happens to women when they have babies and their hair falls off. So I remember my hair starting to fall off. And like, I remember like, I have a photo actually, and like, I can share it on the podcast, but I didn't want to share the photo, and here's why. So, or talk about it. So when I got like, when I woke up and I went to brush my hair, and like, I actually saw, and like, I know the feeling of like, oh my God, I'm going to go bald. I texted Sal. Sal's her hairstylist, who we will have on the show hopefully very, very soon. He is like, aside from being our hairstylist, he's also like our spiritual reader as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sal, my hair is falling off. Number one, what can I do? And number two, can you please rub some crystals together and like pray to the hair gods to help me out? And he said, you just need to give zero energy to it. It's like, you need to give zero, like you cannot let that control you. You have to like focus your energy on something else. And I didn't share about it. I didn't talk about it. I didn't complain about it. I just sort of like, every time like I would see it, I would just say, okay, well, my hair will come back, and my hair is growing ever fully. Like I would just like say those and let it go. I wouldn't dwell on it. And obviously like I started taking my prenatals right away again. I became like so crazy. I'm so crazy about vitamins as is, and I started taking like a hair and like skin. And I don't know if any of that is helping, but it has definitely decreased. Like obviously I still have some, you know, but like nothing like it was those first like weeks when, so I think my advice to anyone going through this, what's helped me, what Sal told me, and you know, it's just like, don't give any, like, give zero energy to it.
Yeah.
Don't stress about it. Don't overthink it. Every time you see it, just breathe and just say, my hair is growing, new hair follicles are happening. Throw it away and don't talk to anyone about it.
I'm gonna do that. I know he did mention to me that I need to go to nature. He's like, you need to go to nature. You need to scream and yell and take it all in. So then the
your doctor or Sal?
Sal, not my doctor. Sal.
Okay.
He said that the plants take the energy, which is pretty interesting because you know, like a lot of my plants actually got really dry and started dying when we got sick, which is crazy. And then when he told me that the plants actually absorb the bad energy, and I was like, that's crazy because I take so much care of my plants all this time. And
actually, I have a photo. Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna put it to the screen, but this is after one brush.
Yeah, that's how it is with me. That's how it is.
Yeah, this is one brush. And I wanted to post it on Instagram and I wanted to see, like, for all the comments that I get for like, oh, I want to have a baby. Do you want to have a baby now?
Look at this.
Can I see that? Yeah. You see?
Yeah.
Comparing
hair losses.
and this is like the same day. So this is like the same day, the second brush that came by.
Wow. Yeah. It's scary.
So yeah, I mean, it's scary, but I think like, I took these pictures on November 10th.
Wow.
November, December, January. So 2 months later, like I don't have that. Like the fall isn't like that at all. I don't know if that's because my hormones have regulated. I don't know if it has anything to do with like the vitamins and everything I'm taking, or it's just a combination of everything. It's just like, again, I never talked about it. I can talk about it now because it's like 2 months past, but have you been having this conversation before? I would have been like, interesting.
Damn it. I shouldn't have said anything, but anyway.
No. I mean, I'm not saying that just because you said this or not's going to happen. I'm just saying like, you know, like don't give your energy to it.
I will try. I mean, you know, that's why I have my hair up. And I don't even know how to do my hair. Like, should I have it up? Should I have it down? Like, what's the best way to lose less hair? I don't know.
I like looked up, and that's why I had, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but if you looked at any picture of me November, December, like I always had two braids.
I always had, actually
putting up in a bun is the worst because you're pulling on your hair more.
Okay.
Because it's like, you don't want anything like that snatched. You want something that's like loose. So every time I would have just like two braids or one braid.
This actually relates to what we're going to talk about today somehow. Energy.
Yeah. Astrology. I'm going to have an astrology reading about my hair. So she can tell me, nope, your hair's going to be flowing, girl. You're going to be like Ariel from The Little Mermaid pretty soon. But this week on the show, we have Dr. Barashka Williams, who is an entrepreneur of wisdom. Her work on psychology and astrology distinguishes her by her vision of the emotional self-understanding and actions directed at success. Her work model is based on creating a solid healing space for the entire community. She graduated from Cornell University and Ponce Health Sciences University, where she did her PhD in clinical psychology. And she also studied astrology in Colombia. I mean, honestly, like, she is the smartest astrologist I've ever seen, met, or heard of. Like, I love the way she marries both astrological and psychology and psychological, like, fundamentals together.
Yeah.
And I just cannot wait to have my one-on-one reading with her.
You guys are really going to appreciate this episode. I mean, I didn't really know much about astrology. I still don't fully understand it, but I love the way she explained it because she took away all of that, like, you know, sometimes people refer to it as like dark and, you know, and she took away all of that and she explained it so simple and it totally makes sense. And she has a very important message about 2021 that you guys cannot miss.
Yeah.
So without further ado, here is our episode with Dr. Barashka Williams.
Well, welcome to the show, Doctora Barashka. Thanks for being here. I'm so excited to have this conversation.
Super excited.
To Super Mamas.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm also very, very excited to be here.
We have been looking forward to this episode. We have so many questions for you. But to start, why don't you introduce yourself to the Supermama community? Tell us who you are, what you do, who you've been quarantining with, and how is everything going?
Well, I'm an Afro-Boricua woman. I was born to my dad, who was an African-American, and my mom, Puerto Ricana, Boricua. And I live in Puerto Rico, but my second home is New York. So I live by the two cities, San Juan and New York City. And I'm an astrologer and a clinical psychologist. That's what I do full time for a living. And I have to say that I think since I was 9 years old, I knew at least I was going to be a psychologist. So I'm happy with that.
That's amazing that you knew to follow your passion at such early age.
What happened with my early childhood sort of defined who I am today, because my parents died when I was 4 years old from HIV. So I survived that. And through my path, I always had the questions of why does suffering exist and why do horrible things happen to people that are, at least in my view, are innocent. Right. So following that path, I found, deep healing and psychology itself presented to me.
Wow. That's so interesting. I think nowadays more than ever, it resonates so much to a lot of people. There's a lot of suffering and pain happening in the world right now.
Definitely. Definitely.
And well, I love what you said about, you always knew you wanted to be a psychologist, but it's not very often that you meet someone who marries both astrology and psychology together. I would love to know the journey that, how that journey begun and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it all started when I was nine, when I read the Diary of Anne Frank. I was so interested in knowing other people's suffering and pain. And I had the coolest grandmother, the super mama of the mamas.
Yeah.
And she was so open to actually opening the doors to the world for me. So I got to experience multiple philosophies, spirituality, and even astrology when I was a teenager. I went to an astrologer. But that's not how I became an astrologer. So life went on. And like I said, I was very defined that I really wanted to be in social sciences. So when I started my journey to college, I got deviated and I went into biology. Because all of a sudden I wanted to be a medical doctor, because I was very interested in science. And I think it was in my second year, sophomore year, I was in hell. I was so unhappy. And I was like, you know, medicine is not everything. I can't find, answers like to my questions, to other people's questions. And that's how I went back to psychology. Graduated from Cornell University, then went on to do pretty hardcore brain research at Harvard University with schizophrenia and bipolar patients in order to find, answers to their treatment to see if we could help them have a quote unquote normal life. And after 2 years of doing the research there, we found no significant results of all the research we were doing. So I was so very much frustrated and demoralized, I would say. And I took a sabbatical. I came back to Puerto Rico and a friend of my grandma was like, you gotta meet this astrologer. And I was like, you know, what the heck? I don't have anything else to do. I'm gonna go to this consult. And in that consult, this astrologer, she's a very good Colombian astrologer. She told me, you're going to end up doing this. And I was like, girl, are you serious? No way. I do brain research, that I'm a nerd. It's all science for me.
Science-based.
But then she invited me to an astrology class, and I was like, this is very interesting, because all of a sudden, even for myself, I had so many questions into, like, where was I going and whatnot. And astrology was able to provide me concrete answers, like punctual, like, okay, in October, you're going to probably be doing this or needing that. And I was like, oh my God, I need to know more. And that was it. I basically took a year sabbatical, and moved myself to Colombia, found this Peruvian astrologer, and basically did a master's degree with him there. And I trained in astrology more for myself, really. I never thought I was going to be an astrologer. But you know how life goes on. And after I came back, I started my PhD in clinical psychology. And someone, I don't know, till this day, and it's been like almost 11 years, I don't know how a reporter from the main local newspaper called me to see if I wanted to write a horoscope. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. And
the stars.
The stars, exactly.
Aligned.
But you know how, you know, in the Latino community, everyone knows someone that talks about something that they know. So I guess that's what happened, basically. And that's how I started. Sort of the universe pushed me to actually become an astrologer, because from that column, people were like, well, do you do consults? And I was like, sure. And that's how I started my office.
So for those people that don't know what an astrology does or what it is, can you give us like a very simple explanation?
So an astrologer is an astronomer that reads or is in tune with what happens with people through astronomy. That's basically it. And even like from way, way back before the Inquisition and whatnot, you know, astronomy and astrology was one only science.
Got it.
When all the church turmoil happened, sort of it got divided, like, you know, science, let's keep it apart from the people. So, you know, astronomers, they can only talk about what's going on in the solar system and the universe itself, but they can't talk about people. And that's how all this occultism, you know, the science behind mysticism basically got deviated or divided. But, you know, that's how we can define an astrologer.
So based on what you're saying, like every human is defined by certain stars, by the time you, like, how does it relate to someone? This whole thing started because I was mentioning that I realized that every time that there's a full moon that matches with my cycle, like it just aggravates everything. Like, you know, I just feel horrible, and, you know, and I started like putting two and two together, because it's not all the time. But one time I realized, I was like, oh man, like it's the full moon. Like, does it have anything to do with it? And I asked, and a bunch of people were like, yes, like it just relates so much to your body, to what you do. And then we started getting more curious, and that's why we wanted to bring you on the show. As like, how does that relate to a person, you know, to like a regular person, like, you know, like us?
So basically, you know, we study the entire universe, but to make it more in tune with humans, we basically, in astrology, we develop a language. And that's what you can say about the zodiac sign or the zodiac system. The solar system is, you know, the main bone of that language that we create. And from that, basically, astrology is composed, or it feeds from one main graphic that is called the birth chart or the solar chart, that you need to actually calculate for a human being or an individual, and you get that from the date, the location of birth, and the time of birth. Mm-hmm. There we can create a graph where we use the solar system as the language, and that's how we can get, you know, all the planets and the 12 constellations. We put it in a graph that is circular, and there we get two types of information. Then the number one type of or kind of information that we get from that graph is, who is this person? And literally, I'm talking about personality. What are the specific tendencies of a person? And when I tell you personality, I mean everything. You can see how that person is going to communicate, where that person resonates, how's the energy level of the person, what are the specific traits, even physical traits. You can get that from a wow. personal horoscope. They're going to be a parent, they're going to be parents, if they're going to, you know, root for the moon, everything that you can think of. And that is the only part of astrology that's static, because personality is static, is defined. You know, we don't change much once we become adults. We yeah. stay pretty much neutral. And then the other kind of information that we get from a birth chart is projections. We can, this is all math, you know. We get that birth chart and basically we put it in motion and we see how it interacts with the present moment. And that present moment can actually be whatever moment in a line, in a continuous line of right now, we can see 110 years from now.
Wow.
Wow.
Every second. So with those, you know.
So like time travel almost.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I just watched that movie, The Tenant. So I'm like really into like time alignment and like how time works.
Yeah, this definitely. You know, the projections are all mathematically based, where you see interactions between this chart and that X moment in that continuum. And basically there, that's where you can start talking about probabilities. You know, there are some things that are highly probable in your chart and there are other things that are not. And I'm talking even about simple things like, for example, not everyone gets a bone broken or fractured. Not everyone gets that. Not everyone goes to Japan. So there are some things that are never going to happen to a person. So even you want to know that, right? Because, you know, even if it sounds kind of silly, if you're not going to get a bone broken, maybe you can, you want to do some extreme sports, you know, like yeah. Even as simple as that.
How do I get this information from me? I want to know what I'm able to do. How much can I risk?
What we want to really focus on are the actual probabilities that you have, because there are thousands of probabilities. Wow. Thousands, thousands. And basically in astrology, we measure how probable is an action or a goal that you have. And literally, we measure the coefficient of probability. So the closer it is to one, the more you want to give time and space for that thing or that moment in your life. Let's say you're looking to move from another state to a new state. And if that's highly probable at that given time, you want to actually go for that so that it's easier for you.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. Basically, you want to look at those dynamics, who this person is and what sort of goes with that personality, and also how probable the goals that this individual has at this given moment or the near future, for example.
So
that's it.
So horoscopes are kind of like probability readings.
Yes, but like horoscopes that you get, like the ones I write in for a newspaper or magazine, they're general, you know, probabilities. There's actually, this statistic sort of blows my mind. There's actually 1 in a billion probability that a horoscope, a personal horoscope, repeats itself. So even
what
if
do you mean?
Have twins.
What do you mean?
Wow.
So wait, even if you have twins, for example. There's no way the horoscope, the personal, the birth chart that I'm talking about, there's no way that's going to be the same as the twin sister or twin brother.
Oh. Got it. So it's a very specific, it goes far beyond like my sister and both are Libras, but her and I are like night and day, even though we're the same sign, you know, quote unquote sign, doesn't mean there's, you know, like we have the same future, let's just call it. So the birth charts that you work with are very specific. What kind of information goes into each birth chart? Just
So, you know, look at this picture. You know, there are 12 zodiac signs. Each zodiac sign has you know, a house or a place where it can fluctuate of 30 degrees. Then we also have, you know, the entire solar system, all of the planets, including the moon. So all of that can be in a different degree or angle for everybody. So that's why, even if I'm, you know, for you that you're a Libra and your sister is a Libra, there's no way that you two are alike. What we want to do is that we know our specific composition.
So even though my sister and I are the same sign, there's a possibility we're from different houses within Libra. So Libra has...
My three kids, my sister and myself are Libras. So we're all...
Yeah. So, you know, you gotta...
She's like, that means nothing.
Yeah.
Definitely. She's like, that doesn't mean anything. Sorry, Paulina. She's like, yeah.
Well, you know,
the sun sign is very important because that's your core, you know, and there are some general traits that all Libras are going to share. For example, they're prone to sensitivity. They need harmony. They like pretty things and, you know,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me more.
But, when you see any person, you have to think that we all have the 12 signs in us.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. That like actually explains me better than anything else.
Exactly. So the study of your chart is basically understanding how much of each sign you have.
Oh, got it.
And why does it sort of rules? Because, you know, it's not the same thing to have, for example, your moon in Libra as to having Jupiter in Libra.
Because when you say that, sorry, when you say, because I've heard that so many times, right? Like when you have the, so do you mean at the time of birth where everything was? Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So to give you an idea, the moon.
Where was the moon on October 17th, 1984? Let's talk about that.
What time?
I got to see the time and actually where you were because, you know,
what if you were born in a small town and the time might be off?
At the same time, somewhere in Germany, the moon might have changed.
So October 17, 1984, around 5 a.m.
in Oaxaca.
In Mitla, in a small town in Mitla, in Oaxaca. Like, what was happening then?
let's stop here. This is actually this is actually very interesting. And, you know, astrology is right now, it's like everyone is into astrology.
Yeah.
And yes. A lot of people are reading about it. And I'm pretty conservative with those sort of linear readings because astrology is very, very much dynamic. You can't say like, okay, so everyone that has the moon in Libra, it's going to be like this.
Got it.
Because just like everything in our planet and us as human beings, we are very dynamic. So have to take into consideration, you know, where was the moon, the Mercury, all of the.
Got it.
And where I wanted to go was that, for example, the moon changes every 2.5 days of a sign. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard the rising sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or ascendente in Spanish. So every 2 hours of a day, the el ascendente or the rising sign changes. So even in the same day, even if you, you know, planets, there's nothing more that travels more rapidly than the moon. But even within the same day, you have tons of changes. Every 2 hours, everything changes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always, you know, tell people, if you really want to get into your chart, the best way is to have a private meeting with an astrologer.
Yeah.
From there, you can start, you know, browsing around and sort of getting yourself ahead with your own sort of independent studying. But it's like driving. You don't want to learn, you know, to drive by yourself without all the transit rules. You're better off learning to drive with all the rules, and then you develop your own style, right?
Makes
so
sense.
That's basically it. And as to that question that you just asked me, where was, you know, my moon at this time?
Yeah.
So, for example, right now, on the top of my head, I can't do that calculation.
Yeah, no, of course.
So actually make that kind of, I can do it by hand. But you know how long it takes me to answer that question? 2 weeks.
Oh,
wow.
To do the math.
So I'll call you in 2 weeks and we'll figure it out with a private chat.
That's why.
I'm so curious.
But that's why modern astrologers, we have partnered with astrophysicists.
Okay.
And we have developed software. Astrological software, you know, I have another computer. Usually it's not available for Macs, but for PCs, there are tons of software available that I can do that chart in 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Let's put it on the computer then.
We'll do it over the break. So let me talk about, based on astrology, because I know we're running out of time and, you know, mm-hmm. I want to get to not. I don't think our listeners want to know exactly what's going to happen in Paulina and my life in the next, you know, year or two. But I think one of the things that they were probably very curious about is, you know, this year 2021, right? Because you know, 2020 was just such an exemplary year. I don't know, exemplary is the right word, but you know, it's a very significant year for so many of us. Have you and your fellow, colleagues have you personally been looking at 2021 and doing some readings and like, oh, what can the world expect?
Yeah, definitely. After, you know, every year we do like an overall reading. Usually what we get is like the themes, and we all knew 2020 was going to be very challenging because it was a year of transition from a cycle. And basically, a cycle ended in 2019, and the start of the new cycle was 2020. And it was basically when you're transitioning to something new, there's a lot of polarization of energies, right? Mm-hmm. Like people
I didn't know that
change or resisting change, and basically, my message was like, you know, the universe was like, you know, no one can escape change right now, right?
Wow.
And that's why we were locked up and we still are We have to take more downtime. We have to sort of reconfigure everything. So for now, 2021, especially for everyone that's sort of learned their lessons, you have to be, in 2021, you have to be open to the new beginnings. You know, that's like the main theme of 2021. The good thing is, it's not going to be as hard of a year as 2020. The hardest part of this cycle, we already went through it, which was 2020. That's like
that.
But right now, we have to pour ourselves with creativity. Open ourselves for the new beginnings in every aspect of our life. And also think of the collective. That's basically what's happening right now, since even, you know, the early 1900s, humanity focused a lot on self-achievement and self-growth. Right now, we're moving, this whole new cycle is all about collective growth. Wow. And the us, we movement. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. And we're going to see more of that, you know, the rise of environmentalism, community-based activities, programs, this sort of resources that we're getting, and even a shift in wellness, wellness being more accessible, wellness being more community-based.
That's great news. That's what we need to hear right now.
Exactly.
I should have known. I should have looked into what 2020 had for us. I should have connected with you a year ago. But I'm excited that this year is new beginnings, because we all so need it right now.
And I want to mention, because of this podcast, this is 2021 is a year where family, the foundation of family, is very important. You having your people, for everyone that's listening to us right now, you know, if you're thinking of growing your family or being more connected with family, even if they're not blood related, but your chosen family, you want to focus on that, because, you know, that's part of the collective. Collective.
That's awesome, because that was my next question. I was like, how does it, you know, it affect your parenting, your relationship? But you just answer perfectly. Thank you. One last question. I know you're both an astrologist and a psychologist. How do you mix those together?
So I'm going to answer this in the scope of family, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, in couples therapy or family therapy, you know, usually people come, okay, this is the problem. Usually a person fix him or her, even if it's a child. And for example, from my model of treatment, I always want to know the charts of every member of the household. Mm. Why? Because that's going to tell me how that person thinks of the world, how that person is projecting him or herself to the world. The communication, just the type of communication that person is used to, the fears, everything that it's going to help me to sort of build the case from a psychology standpoint, what's going on in that psyche, right? But also from the chart of every member, I'm actually able to pinpoint the needs that are unmet. Because usually people are having trouble, let's, for example, classical scenario, this child is not concentrating, it's not behaving well in school or in the teleschool that we're having right now. Usually there's a need that's unmet. So through the chart, I can actually pinpoint, this is it. So when I have that information, then I go to psychology, because understanding or making others understand the dynamic and providing the resources to meet that need. For example, that child that's not able to concentrate properly in school, maybe the whole reason is because it's very sensitive and artistic. So we have to create other pathways for that child to connect with life, basically, not only through school. And with that, I can develop strategies even for the parents to communicate appropriately for with that child and create the path to actually better the upbringing of that child, so that in the future, that child that becomes an adult, then it's more in tune with the, you know, with his nature, psychologically and astrologically speaking. Wow. So basically, to summarize what I just mentioned, you know, astrology can give me the x-ray of the person, needs, personality, and all of that. For example, for us adults, what am I going to do with my life? What's my life purpose? That I can get from a chart. But actually moving the person to actually do that or follow the path, that's where you need a lot of process in psychology. Because, you know, we have our abuela saying, you can't be this or that. You know, you have all those
voices,
standing beliefs. Yeah. So we work on that from a psychology perspective to actually help the person achieve their well-being.
Wow.
So that is so interesting and different and beautiful. And it's everything I always wanted. Thank you.
I know, for real.
let me get a consultation with you, with my son and my husband, ASAP.
For real. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. I think it's when you understand yourself and the people that are around you better, like you can build better relationships. That's why sometimes I'm like, how does that have to do with like the signs? But like now that you're explaining it like a totally different way, I get it. You know, how some people just don't.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to work through issues differently, I guess.
Exactly. And you mentioned something that's very valuable. Everything, summarizes in this. Everything is relationships. Relationships, relationships. If you have that narrowed down, you're done for life, you know. Right. And that you can get from actually deepening your knowledge, your self-knowledge. And to me, I can't see self-knowledge aside from astrology and psychology. And I actually advocate, you know, mental health. To me, astrology and psychology have to be in that equation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love this. I love this expansion that you're giving, because it takes away all of the, you know, like, oh my God, it's something like dark and, you know, but the way you explain it is beautiful. And I love that. So thank you for that. On that note, we're going to take a break and come back with some fire questions for you. We'll be right back. I would love. I think it's a great present for someone too. Hey, you know, I'm gonna give you like you know, I think it's an amazing gift to give someone. A way to
For my I don't have children of my own yet, but for all my godsons and goddaughters, that's my present. When they're born, their birth chart. So that parents, it's like a guide, a parenting guide, but like the true deal.
Yeah. Yeah, real. That makes sense.
Totally.
And I have clients. You know what's mind-blowing nowadays? That they're children. I have clients that are 7, 10 years old that are like, I want to know about my astrology.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow, amazing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Okay, we're back on the show. We're back with Dr. Verushka Williams. We are loving this episode, and you know, I hope we can have you back, because we have so much to talk about. I'm sure like all the super mamas are going to have a ton of questions, but for now we're going to do our fire questions for Dr. Verushka Williams. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ariel or Jasmine?
Ariel.
Why?
Under the sea. I don't know.
Totally. Puerto Rico, ocean.
Exactly. I'm all for the ocean.
Caribbean. She was really Caribbean. Winter or summer?
Summer, definitely.
Oh, I love summer.
Oh, well, yeah. Ocean. Makes Perfect. Sense.
Totally. And I have a lot of fire signs in me, even though I'm a Pisces.
Mm. I still don't know what that means.
But I don't know what that means, but yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Fire.
Oh, yeah, totally. So definitely need our rating. We definitely
Yeah, I have no, I'm like.
I translate.
What is your favorite quarantine activity?
Ping pong.
Oh, that sounds fun. I tried that once. I'm so bad with, I can't not hit anything.
And our chart is going to be sports. It's going to be like a dot. None of my family has any sort of sports in their future.
My wife and I recently got married. And, you know, with the quarantine, we were like, we have to do something different. Some sort of fun play related thing. And we were like, ping pong. And then, you know, you get your favorite beverage, a little wine or whatever. Perfect date.
Oh, I love it. It's like so much fun. My husband would be so frustrated though.
What was the last great movie you watched?
The last great movie I watched. Oh my God, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I can't.
What was it about?
It was about this archaeologist. It's a real story, actually. It's placed in England, I believe. Mm-hmm. And this woman archaeologist found like this fossilized dinosaurs. And obviously, you know, male supremacy back in the day, 1800s. They took her findings and put their name on it. And you know, she was poor. It was a very interesting movie to me.
Ooh,
it was very
okay.
Powerful how she fell in love with a woman, you know, went for her path and recovered her power. She was actually able to go to the museum and reclaim her heritage. So to me, that was heritage, woman power.
Is it The Dig?
I think it is. A simple name. And I couldn't remember.
Are you more of a hoops or eyeliner?
Do you see me right now? Well, people can't see me, but both.
I know, right?
Hoops.
I'm definitely like, I love your hoops, by the way. Love them.
Oh, thank you. Or designer, letra.
Love it.
Are you, what are you currently reading right now? Or your favorite book?
Right now I'm reading actually Michelle Obama's On Becoming. I didn't read it when it came out, so I'm reading that.
Ooh, I want to read that one. Coffee or tequila?
Neither. But I would say coffee. I don't like any of them, but
you can say tea. Coffee. I would say tea or wine.
Tea. Yeah, okay. I'm a tea person.
Okay. Okay, so you're more of a tea person. Perfect.
Yeah.
Beyonce or Selena?
Oh my God. Bitty bitty bum bum. Selena, of course.
Selena or J-Lo?
Selena. That's like, my God, dancing right now.
And then the last one, what is the first thing you're going to do when quarantine is over?
Oh, wow. I would say, you know, have one of those like big family reunions. Where everyone is on top of each other and everyone, you know, I bet you guys have this at home, but everyone's speaking loudly and at the same time.
Yeah, everyone's like, screaming
on you. Yeah.
Kids running, like, it's,
yeah.
Yeah, we definitely miss that for sure.
Oh my God, yes. I have a very big family here. And I that's the one thing I miss the most, not even traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for being in the show, Dr. Varoshka. I am so thankful for your time. And I cannot wait to have a one-on-one with you and you tell me what's in the stars for me.
Yeah. And where can the Super Mamas find you? How can they follow you? Where can they get their chart?
Yes. Everything me related, you can find us Veroshka in any social media platform. So it's Veroshk .com. That's the website, and just Veroshka as the username for any social media platform. So anyone that wants to know more about me can visit that. And I also have a podcast, Astroterapia, which it's in Spanish, but I fuse astrology and psychology to give mental health advice on that.
Me encanta. Voy a empezar a escucharlo.
Sí, sí, sí.
Me encanta. Gracias. Well, thank you so much for being here. And we cannot wait to have you back, and we cannot wait to do our one-on-one readings. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, Dr. Roshka.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
And we are back. That was an amazing, amazing interview. I cannot wait to meet with her. I cannot wait. I'm going to put myself, my husband, and all of my kids there so we can all get along better. Anyway, Bricia, do you have a pick or tip this week?
I do, actually. I realized that I haven't given any baby picks.
How dare you?
Or maybe I have. I don't remember. Honestly, like, I feel like my child's already grown. Sometimes I look at her and I'm like, girl, how are you, 5? When are you going to start walking? Come on. I need you to help out here. She's like semi holding her bottle. I'm like, great. My hands are free now. When are you going to sit up? Come on. We're on a timeline here. But my one item that I have been absolutely loving with her that I would give to any new mom, and like any new mom that's listening out there, whether you're first time, second time, is the Doc-A-Tot. The Doc-A-Tot has been like my everything since she was born. She's been sleeping on that thing since she came home from the hospital. And I have it on her crib. And as soon as I lay her down, I mean, obviously not as soon, it's not like a magic thing. Like I put it in, she falls asleep, but that's where she takes her naps. That's where she falls asleep. And she just feels so comfy. And I don't know if it's just the way it hugs them, but she's been sleeping there since she came home from the hospital. And you know, you guys know, I think I started sleep training her when she was 3 months. So like at 3 months, she started doing her full night sleep, 7 to 7. And I think it has a lot to do with like having the same sleep environment.
Yeah.
And I think when I spoke to someone, they told me, you know, you kind of have to have, like, as long as you have the same environment, babies get used to it. So duck a top from the moment they're born.
Does it adjust to their size? Or because I know, like, I remember when she was little, it was.
Yes. It has a clip. Like now it's a clip. And now it's just fully like. You know, she's like big, and I think they sell like an extra big one for toddlers, and I'm like, maybe I'm gonna get that one when she gets like, you know, 1 or 2 years old, but for now she's good in that one for a bit. But the Doc-A-Tot is like, I love it. I would have never bought it. Like I would have been like, that's another thing you need. Like do you really need this thing? You know, it's like, and it's like big, and it's like do you really need it? Yes, answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Buy the Doc-A-Tot.
Nice. I cannot wait to not use it.
Please. You're probably pregnant right now. That's why you're losing your hair.
No, shut up. Cállate. No. Anyway, actually, my tip is totally the total opposite. I'm sure a lot of people have actually already watched this show. But if you haven't, and you're on the
fence. 63 million people have been watching this show, Paulina.
If you still are one of those few people that haven't watched it, please go watch it. If you know, as a super mama, as a time for yourself, do it. Do yourself.
Dude,
a favor.
I watched that thing twice. Sometimes I'm in the restroom and I just like pull out certain episodes and I'm like,
oh. We are talking about Bridgerton.
Actually, Bridgerton, that actually sounds really bad. Like I'm not in the restroom going, ah, watching this show. That actually sounded really
while
bad.
While I'm taking a shower. I pull out the Count, El Conde, and then.
The Duke. The Duke.
El Conde. El Conde es el hermano de ella or something like that. From the moment I started watching, I watched one episode with mom and then I was like, oh mom, you know, I don't know if you're comfortable watching. She was like, I'm going to watch it when I get to Mitla by myself when your dad sleeps. I'm like, okay, good for you, mom.
God. Okay.
I love that show. It's such a good novella. Like it has.
Oh like, God. It's like the ultimate. It's like the ultimate novella. Like just like. It's everything I wanted from 50 Shades of Grey that I never got. Yeah. Like I wish Shonda Rhimes would remake 50 Shades of Grey, turn it into a series, and make it as good as Bridgerton. Please, Shonda Rhimes. Like, redeem that book because I love 50 Shades of Grey. And then the movie was, like, so whack.
Yeah.
But Bridgerton gave me all the 50 Shades of Grey that I always wanted from the movie.
She should redo it as 50 Shades of Brown. That would be so much more sincere.
I mean, I just want the book to be turned into a miniseries, and I want Shonda to do it, and I want it to be done just as beautifully as Bridgerton.
Dude, Shonda for the win. I love that lady. Love her. Love all her shows. I'm a huge fan. I was a huge fan of Scandal, you know, Grey's Anatomy, and now I cannot wait. I'm like, why is there only 8 episodes? Like,
I don't know.
They should have done like 20 episodes or more.
Oh, it was the best novella ever.
Best. I would watch it on the iPad in the bed because, you know, everybody was here. And I would close the door. I'm like, tell my husband, close the door. I don't want the kids to come in. And he was like, okay. I was like, can you be my Duke?
I really don't want to know about that.
No, he has.
And but hence anyway, why you're pregnant for the fourth time.
I'm not pregnant. Shut up. No, I'm not. Anyway.
So by the way, I'm not pregnant. I think we were figuring that out in the last show or a couple of shows ago. No, I'm not pregnant.
Obviously. Imagine. Oh God. I mean, you know, just get over with. Yeah.
No, my husband would leave me. Anyway, you stay with your 3 children. I'm out. Tapping out.
No aguanta nada. Right. Anyway, that was our episode for this week, guys. Thank you so much. This was a great episode. We should have more of those this year, definitely. That's it.
Until next week.
No? Until next week. Super mamas. Bye.
Bye.
Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in el Face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week. Supermamas!